Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kit Carson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder spins and fires to second, and Werber is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harder for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0 for 1 in the game. Carson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Carson reaches third base with a triple. Myatt scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carson scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 0 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Soltis. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Morgan moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Soltis moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry strikes out. 1 out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. Carson moves to second. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carson moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. Morgan moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Hale steals second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-3 in the game. Kahm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.